This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Come on by. It's a great place to watch the tournament. And we've been treated to a terrific day two of tournament action so far. Florida, Norfolk State are off and running. Got a couple of games going on right now as we turn our attention at this portion in the broadcast to Jared Sandler. Talk some Texas Rangers brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. And a good afternoon, Sands. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. I think these 4 days are four of the most enjoyable days for a sports fan. It usually means spring training is nearing its end, but wall-to-wall basketball, the tournament, I wish it was like it used to be where guys would stay for 3 or 4 years and, like, you would get to know players and really develop, like, favorites and whatnot, but it's still a blast. I love it.
It is a blast. And speaking of these next 4 days, Jared, I know the Rangers will be home by Monday. When do they come back?
Tomorrow, after the game. And as a matter of fact, I think some guys might be coming back tonight, tomorrow morning. Not everyone is going to be playing in the game tomorrow. And those individuals, I think, in most cases, if they've got veteran status, are clear to leave. So the exodus has begun, and we got two exhibitions, Monday, Tuesday, and then the real thing on Thursday. It's awesome that it's getting so close, and I think coming off the year last year was, which was disappointing, I think there's a lot of excitement that this year is going to get things going back in the right direction.
Yeah, big picture as we break camp, what kind of answers about this team did we get there in surprise?
Well, you know, I think you got to see up close what the lineup looks like, whether or not they produced in a given night. Just looking at a lineup that has Jake Berger hitting eighth, a guy who could hit 30 home runs, you know, it's impressive, right? And so I think we saw some of the depth. I don't know what answers we have from a rotation standpoint. You know, Jack Leiter showed flashes. He also showed reasons why, you know, he has yet to establish himself. Kamar Rocker showed flashes. He's also shown that maybe he's not totally ready to conquer baseball and be the rookie of the year. We'll wait and see. And then in the ninth inning, we saw a lot of guys who could fill that role, but I don't know that we saw anyone who were like, yes, this is the answer on day one we've been looking for. And that's okay, because it does seem like they have options. But and then the biggest question that's probably not yet answered from an individual player standpoint is Evan Carter and what Evan Carter will be over 162, which obviously includes games that lefties will start, or games in which he comes up in a critical spot and they go to the bullpen to bring in a lefty, and how Bruce Bochy handles that. So, you know, that's not something we might get answered until the All-Star break or beyond, but that to me is still a big question.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. What'd you see from Kamar Rocker last night, and what do you think the plan is for him as we start the season?
Well, I'll tell you guys. So his stuff was really good. The breaking balls, both the slower and harder version, looked as good as they've looked all camp. For whatever reason, he's been really slow out the gate in each of his outings with his command. And, you know, some guys, they start slow with velocity and they ramp up. That's not an issue for him. It's more the command. But the real thing here, which I was talking to some scouts this morning, and it has them not concerned like long term, but just curious. Kamar Rocker literally could not have cared any less about runners on base yesterday. And the Rockies ran wild on him. And, you know, he was like, hey, I just don't care. Like, I will start to care during the season, but I don't care right now. But the counter to that is his times to home plate are really slow, right? You're not going to face your delay.
Are we losing Sands? Okay, we're going to call Jared Sandler back as he's joining us live from Arizona, the team returning from Cactus League play tomorrow. Big picture, are you guys more or less confident about these Texas Rangers than when spring training started?
More. Absolutely. I think with Jake Berger, Jock Peterson, Kyle Higashioka, getting to see the impact that they can have offensively in these spring training games has made me even more optimistic.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much right where I was coming in, because I think there are still some fair questions about this team, but I was confident coming in, and a lot of that in terms of the additions with the lineup and Peterson, Higashioka, and Berger showing off the power already that we had anticipated. I think that speaks well for what this is going to be. But you still have some questions, but overall, this is a playoff team for sure.
What would be your biggest question?
I think it's ultimately the closer at the moment. That feels like something that's going to get solved. But also what happens at center field and just how that – you have guys there. I think Pilar's actually been pretty interesting. Yeah. But the Evan Carter, Leody Taveras dynamic, what's that going to end up looking like?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at –
All right, we go back to Jared Sandler live in Arizona.
I was thinking about what I was going to say. I think it's Simeon, by the way.
And I'll throw in Jonah Heim. Yeah. Jonah Heim as well.
Well, I was going to ask Jared this question. Jared, real quick, is there competition at catcher, and is Heim, could he be replaced?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, catcher's the other than pitcher, it's the one position where realistically the player who is the starter knows he's not playing 162, right? So
right.
I think they're going to start the season with a 50-50 split. That doesn't necessarily mean they're alternating or anything like that, but I think more or less over the first 20 games, the playing time will be similar. But then I think, they'll see who's hitting better and right. Who's performing better in general. So, yeah. That's an interesting one, Broadus, because it's kind of like the competition will continue during the season. And
right.
It's not like one guy's going to be benched, like a quarterback would be benched, but maybe Jonah Heim becomes the backup, and he only plays a quarter of the games or a third of the games, and Kyle Higashioka gets the majority of the work. That will all depend, I think, on whose bat ends up being more effective once we get a sample size large enough to determine that.
Jared, this is probably a question that you're not prepared for, but yesterday I saw a way too early trade deadline prediction, and Sandy Alcantara was number one on the list of guys that could be moved at the deadline, and I went out and said, because I believe the Rangers will be competing, and if there happens to be injuries or whatever it is with the starting rotation, Sandy Alcantara is a guy that I would be willing to give up premium assets to go and get. What would a trade, in your opinion, look like, and do you think that's even realistic, or should I just shut my mouth?
Well, so I'll say this. First of all, he's most likely to get traded. I think he is about as big of a lock to be traded as there is in a given season. The Marlins are trying to strip bare, and they can, do well by trading him, getting some assets. He is not going to be cheap. So, honestly, you're probably
My guess is you're trading Kumar Rocker or Jack Leiter, unless there is a pitching prospect who really emerges who is equally as appealing, and it starts with that. So, maybe Jack Leiter's having a good start to the season, and maybe he's the guy who's more appealing. Maybe it's Kumar Rocker, whatever the case. Your package is almost certainly not going to exclude both of those guys. So it starts with that. Is it realistic? Yeah, I mean, I think any contending team, in theory, it could be realistic. Here's the biggest problem, though, Zach. If the Rangers are intent on staying below that third luxury tax threshold, that lowest threshold, well, adding Sandy Alcantara's salary is not really going to be able to allow you to do that. So they either have to decide that they're just going to take another, the penalties for a third straight year, or they're going to have to find a way to shed a whole lot of payroll, and I don't know how they're going to be able to do that by taking on Alcantara's salary.
It's Jared Sandler here with you on the Fan, Wolchuk.
Do you think it would be worth it to do that for a third straight year for a guy like Sandy Alcantara?
Yeah, I mean, if it's me, and, you know, it's not my money, yeah, I would. Sandy Alcantara, to me, is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. And, gosh, I mean, if you think about a rotation with DeGrom and Alcantara and Eovaldi and, you know, one of Rocker or Leiter and Mally, I mean, you're putting yourself in a really good spot. And now all of a sudden, John Gray, maybe a reliever. Cody Bradford, see where he's at when he comes back. I don't know that the Rangers would be the favorites for this sort of thing. They definitely have the assets to do it. I would be okay with it from a financial standpoint. He's the type of guy that I would, I would violate, whatever internal, not rule, but, internal disciplines they're trying to maintain.
What are the what's the penalty? Is it just financial, or is there other competitive balance?
There are other. It is definitely financial, but there are also penalties from a draft standpoint, and penalties from like a free agent. Your penalties when you sign certain free agents, especially not just guys with qualifying offers, but a certain caliber of free agent, your penalties are harsher. And then there's the salary stuff. And then, yeah, you will lose picks by exceeding that lowest threshold for a third straight year.
Sant, you mentioned young pitchers who, may reach the status of Leiter and Rocker. Give me the scoop on Winston Santos. Everywhere I turn, people are talking about him and Teodo as well. Does one of those guys have the potential to reach that ability as a prospect this year?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Teodo is a dude, right? And I still personally think while they're trying to stretch him out, I could see him as a multi-inning reliever, like a multi-inning weapon, similar to the way, they're not similar pitchers at all, but similar to how Cleveland used Andrew Miller, where he wasn't just a three-out guy. I think with Winston Santos, though, I mean, he's that's the guy who you look at as a starter. And I don't know if he comes up this year, but I also don't think it's a no. Like, Sebastian Walcott almost certainly is not going to come up this year. It would take a lot of things would have to go wrong for Sebastian Walcott to come up. For Winston Santos, it's simply how well he does. And if he does really well, and he's kind of like Kumar Rocker last year, he's pitching so well you can't keep him down and there's a need, he'll come up. I think Winston Santos, by this time next year, could be discussed as one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball if he has a good year here in 2025.
Thank you, Jared. Have a great night. Good weekend. We'll see you back here soon.
Sounds good, fellas.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Dallas and Fort Worth. Simple one-day hair loss solution, advancedhair.com.
I'm glad that's over. Give that phone a break, brother. Let it chill a little bit. Recharge. Yes. Whatever's going on with that phone.
Yeah. Wearing that thing out.
On a scale from 2023 to Jared Sandler's phone, how confident are you in the Rangers?
Sound like about 1997 to me. Yeah, right, Friday news dump coming up, Chief. Where are you taking us?
We have an update on the IV guy at the Vegas Sportsbook.
Oh, here we go.
Plus, where does America rank in terms of happiest countries next in the nation? All right, welcome back. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. It's the best place to watch the NCAA tournament all weekend long. If you haven't been to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers yet, you are definitely missing out. And speaking of that, it's time for a Friday news dump. Here's the chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, we discussed earlier the photos of the middle-aged man in a Vegas sports book that was attached to an IV on wheels, like somebody potentially just walked out of a hospital. Now, he wasn't wearing the what would you call that? Like the scrub? It's not scrub.
The gown.
The gown, yes. Yeah. Thank you. He wasn't wearing the hospital gown. So he
threw
looked,
those in the trash somewhere and, and changed clothes.
He looked relatively presentable. But my buddy, our buddy, Jason Ripple, great total, he was actually here earlier today.
Yeah. Salute.
And he's incredible. He was just in Vegas, and he said, like, I was just at MGM the other day, 48 hours ago. He said there's absolutely an IV hydration pop-up in the casino.
There you go.
Damn. I thought that was a great idea.
That's sick.
When you said it, you see me lean forward, like, you got you one right there, bro.
Dude. So that is.
So you're really out there working the gaming floor.
Yes.
Looking
yes.
for people who might yes. be hammered already.
You look a little woozy. Yeah. I got something for
got
you.
Got something.
Yeah. Hey, I'll do
and
this
it's
right
on
now.
Wheels, bro. The, yeah. the, like, it's so official.
Hydration?
Keep you sharp.
To stop gambling. Yeah. yeah. No, you do one of those on the front end, you'll wake up a lot less hungover.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Facts.
That's, yeah. big time. That's easily worth whatever they're charging. I imagine $80.
Ooh. You say, and because I yeah. wonder what, I guess it's per bag. Bag runs out. Like, yeah. you got to return it or whatever. But because how many
get
dudes
get a second bag?
Yeah, you exactly. You double up on bags. Yeah. If you're one of these guys that's really going out for this weekend in Vegas, you're probably you might be riding that thing
one in the morning, one at night.
Yeah, like on the front end or the back end. Maybe you ride it out during the afternoon, or whatever.
Man,
but that I mean, talk about coming in clutch. I wonder how long they've been doing that. Maybe this is maybe they've revolutionized.
Not long enough. I might still be in the game if they had these back in my day. You know,
so your basic hydration packages start around $169.
Ooh.
And
that
special,
makes sense.
Specialty treatments potentially reaching $750.
What comes that? With the specialty package?
B12.
They hand you another drink.
A little protein in it.
Like a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
Delotted.
They're putting extra stuff in there.
She's got on lace as she serves it to you because it's Vegas.
Yeah. Okay, let's be real, though. If that's $169 just generally, what did we learn about Vegas? Everything is what, five times the price?
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez,
these guys are probably spending, let's be real, dude. These guys are probably spending $300-$500 on a bag.
Yeah.
to keep their wits about them while they're throwing money around in the sports book. They're looking at it as an investment.
It's a good ROI on that.
It's their job, you know?
That's true. I mean, if you're a professional, you might be able to write that off. Okay, let's go ahead around.
Can you? Maybe we should switch.
There's 64 bags in a year. That's a lot. That's I don't know how I'm going to be able to move this around, but give me some time.
A lot of bags.
Give me some time.
Okay.
Extra 30 days.
Here in the news dump, we bring you your football 411. We start at LSNU, where Brian Broaddus' LSU Tigers are going to welcome back the 25-year-old running back John Emery Jr. for his seventh season.
Seventh year.
Seventh season in the world of college sports.
My man can't stay healthy.
Multiple season-ending injuries throughout his career, two ACL tears being among them. So
the Cowboys will take him in the second round.
25-year-old. They're building the board already after that news. Yeah, that'll be a Blue Star special. Looking forward to seeing his tape next year. Brought us at 25 years old, a running back with a litany of injuries, year seven in college football.
What age is too old to still be playing college football?
You know,
30.
That's where you would like kind of sort of have some judgment towards your teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have a 32-year-old punter, Luke Larson, who's going to be punting at Villanova this year.
Shots!
Oh, geez.
Goodness gracious, Walchuk.
Thank you so much.
You're doing your thing. I think that was courtesy of patient chef
getting a little
chef
backed
Eric.
Up over here, Walchuk.
Walchuk lagging behind.
I don't know if I want to take that one. It's dark. It's not clear.
It's still of the tequila family, right?
Yeah.
Can I just do it?
Wait, that might be mine, bro.
Take it.
Oh, that's, that's Lucius's.
That might be mine because I got the repo.
Yeah, you get the repo.
That looks like a $50 shot.
You
still have another shot to take.
All right. Yeah, the Cuervo's yours, Walchuk.
Lovely. My wife
I'm somewhat sober enough, Walchuk. We'll be okay.
Right, perfect. I know you went outside to do something.
I did. I had to use the phone.
I thought you were checking out the feet pics.
Help me.
Help me, please.
I was calling Uber.
Guys, we need a ride.
Can you be here at 7:05, the latest, please? Just say it. Just say it.
We got somewhere we need to be. I'm trying to tell you.
Two more football items in the Friday
news dump. Just saying.
For the football 411. Vikings had discussions.
I can't wait to see you make it over there, Lucius.
I love you.
Vikings around the...
Oh, no, man. I don't need a ride. I'm cool.
I'm straight, bro.
I got to figure that out.
He knew better. Lucius knew better. When I offered him a ride, he's like, oh, no effing way, bro.
Said, I already got myself covered, man.
Dallas STV.
I got to make sure the passenger airbag works.
We are so screwed.
No, we're not. We're okay.
I hope to God we are.
No, we're fine. I had to get some sun on my face. We're good.
Okay, who cares about the football 411? We go to the baseball.
No, sorry, football 411.
No, the football 411. I'm not trying to crap on your segment. I'm sorry, dude.
It's honestly, it's fine. The football 411 wasn't even that great.
You weren't feeling it?
No, it felt good to me.
It wasn't one of those ones where I feel like it was must hear, must gotta know.
Do we have any, Blake or Fred talk we can get into?
Just slide in the 411 real quick.
All right, football 411 quickly here. We don't have to acknowledge it's not that important. Ryan Tannehill potentially to the Vikings. No Aaron Rodgers, maybe backs up McCarthy. Here we go. Okay, we close down with Colts quarterback Daniel Jones. Spent the day teaching an economics class at a local college in
Indy. That makes
Indy.
All the sense in the world.
He's made over $100 million in his lifetime. He's like, man, if you can just fool people into thinking you're a halfway decent quarterback, you can you too can be a $100 millionaire.
Such a good band.
Go,
be
kids.
Tall, be fast.
Class dismissed.
Throw it. Hundo.
Now to your baseball 411 here in the dump. Orioles, AA affiliate, Chesapeake Bay Sox will become the Chesapeake Oyster Catchers. Select home games this season. Wait till you see the graphic that the Oyster Catchers have cranked
That's
out
egregious.
On their official social
bro.
Media pages.
That's it.
That's minor league baseball at its finest.
That. If that's not a euphemism, I don't know.
Does it remind you guys of a vagina?
I watched RJ.
That's a scientific word. Zach. We don't have to dump that.
I think you're supposed to say whispering eye.
Okay, fair.
Hot pocket.
Jeez. Yeah, bro.
RJ Choppy earlier was actually, I watched
Gavin, you
him.
Asked for this.
I watched RJ Choppy live from Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in the midst of the madness go online, and he went to Baysox.com and officially purchased himself
a hat.
Some official Chesapeake Oyster Catcher gear. But
first, it's a screenshot of that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to say this for
Show this to Prime. That's pretty incredible.
Now, did Sarah want some as well?
Sarah was the one that pointed him in the direction of the oyster.
Yeah.
And he was just along
his and
the
hers
ride.
Oyster catcher hats.
Elsewhere. Actually, let's go live to Brian Broaddus here in the midst of the news dump and your baseball 411. What are the New York Mets doing from a culinary standpoint this year, Brian Broaddus?
Man, they've gone with the massive plastic helmet.
Yep.
And they put 12 hot dogs in there.
12 regulation hot dogs, the same you might find on a dollar dog night.
Yeah.
For just under $13, you can get a dozen dogs in a New York Mets take-home ball cap.
Yeah.
Not a bad...
I'm not mad at that.
$13 yeah. for that, for the now,
$13?
$13? Yes.
Anything for a wiener.
So it's like an explosion of the dollar dog night.
Thank God.
Exactly.
With a souvenir helmet.
Exactly. With the souvenir helmet to accompany
wow.
it. So I actually think, especially grading on New York terms in terms for like a pricing
yeah.
standpoint,
yeah. Yeah.
that is as home run of a deal. Yeah. How many people are going to be trying to get into the building yeah. just to have the cheapest dinner in the city that night?
Yeah, you got to be rich
dogs.
Just to be broke there in New York, bro.
Amen.
Yeah. So you're coming back to your section. You got dogs for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. You get to be sort of the MVP, but then you sneak home the New York wow. Mets helmet, and it's going in the man cave.
Oh, you wear that after you eat the dogs.
That's a good
you just
point.
Put it on. You
That's
know,
a good
like
point.
You take the last bite, just put the plastic helmet on your head.
Yeah, I like that. Now, Walchuk's familiar with this. What was it? $1.11 million for the Paul Skeens one-of-one Topps card. The 11-year-old kid who held strong with diamond hands, not taking trash deals from around the world on his one-of-one Paul Skeens card at the auction, went all the way up and sold officially for $1.11 million for the 11-year-old.
Diamond-handed that thing.
Yes, he did.
Paid off.
Eric, I got some information here for you, brother.
Oh, no. What is
it? Fresh across the news desk. So you might not be aware, and this might be, what, your third of the year?
This is, if you're telling me that I just perpetuated a ball sack, yeah. This is at least number three, potentially number four. I don't want to lash out and point any fingers, but I blame Ruben.
No, we can't trust a damn thing anymore.
I'll let you read this.
Oh.
See it there.
Breaking news across the desk, I believe, the New York Mets 1299, 12 dog stuffed inside a Mets helmet is officially... a ball sack.
Oh, damn.
Man, it felt too good.
My heart breaks, and I'm sorry for anyone who was really impacted and affected.
I was impacted because I saw it, and I got
I did kind of throw it to the correspondent, did I not?
Yeah,
I mean,
you did.
I sort of facilitated the ball sack. I didn't necessarily go all in on the perpetuation.
Yeah. How can we not have a deal like that, though?
Right. I was thinking about the economics of it. We're just going to steamroll them with volume. We're figuring out a way to get a significant profit out of here. Maybe it's a loss leader.
I'm thinking
the plastic helmet's probably going to cost a quarter to produce.
Yeah.
I thought it worked out in my mind.
Gosh.
Did you see the post on the tweet? Is that what you went with?
Well, actually, I just heard it from our hot dog correspondent. Well,
the guy who tweeted it has 142 followers.
He had mentioned
it. So that's a ball sack.
Jeez.
Brought his ball sack to you.
You got to double check.
That's no way to start the weekend.
Hey, but I'm thinking the Atlanta Falcons and good food and for cheap.
Right.
And the Masters. This is
New York.
It made enough sense.
New York is not doing that.
That's the genius.
They showed a picture of the helmet with the dogs in it. It looked very...
Never can be too careful nowadays, bro.
The ball sack guys are genius.
They're good.
They don't get enough credit. You think it's easy to just make stuff up and put it up there.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not.
It's got to be close enough.
Stupid AI people.
We got a legendary Tolo Trey Evans who tweeted at us and said the Mets are calling it the Bonnie Blue ball cap on the 12 dogs, one helmet meal.
Well, they,
that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Shoot.
If they were going full Bonnie, though, wouldn't there be 1,000
hot
dog
wieners
in there?
And it'd all be free.
There'd be no Bonnie.
Somebody needs to come up with this as one of their items, though. Give the fans a break.
Yeah.
Give them a plastic helmet. Give him a plastic helmet and dog.
Atlanta has sold more concessions because of the cheaper prices.
Thank you.
I had to do my Googles on Bonnie Blue just to make sure who.
Which one?
Fantastic joke, by the way.
Yeah.
Great joke.
Lucius, you didn't know her?
Yeah.
I didn't know the name.
Wow.
I didn't know the name.
Wow. I actually
knew everything else.
Yeah.
That's the most surprising thing that's happened.
Yeah, I hope she protects herself.
That is very surprising. In the 5 hours today, that's very surprising.
Yeah.
Profiled.
Spring break got out of hand for her.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
I don't know
see.
What happened. I just, you know, I stopped drinking.
Actually, she's very proud about it. I think she's like, I know exactly what happened. This was my plan all along, and I executed it to perfection.
I hope she doesn't have a plan to have a child in the future because they're going to get bullied, bro.
You can't do that.
Oh, come on.
Google. You'd have to totally go off the grid.
Yeah.
Got to change her name.
Everything.
Bonnie White. Just change your name from blue to white.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Bonnie Black, whatever.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Okay, so we have the happiness rankings, 2025 World Happiest Report. It's been released.
It's Sweden. They're always happy.
Japan.
Okay, yeah,
no,
put your guesses in. Who's number one? Which country is the happiest? Japan, what'd you say, Broadus?
I'm going Norway.
Norway says...
That's a good one.
Mr. Krusty.
Finland?
Norway is in the top 10.
I'm going Finland. I'm going with Artolo here in the audience.
Okay, Finland nailed it. Number one.
Oh, yeah.
Finland is your happiest country in all of the world.
The Finnish.
What's your name?
By the way, Norway.
Amanda crushed it. Amanda crushed it with the Finland.
Was Norway, girl, Amanda.
Let's go, Amanda.
Way to go.
Was Norway in there?
Yeah, Norway was number 7.
It's those Icelandic countries, man. Those folks are super happy all the time.
It's funny you say that because Iceland was number 3, Sweden 4, Netherlands 5, and then Costa Rica 6. Finland number 1, though,
damn.
And then Denmark is number 2.
No Japan.
Japan, yeah.
That Okinawa, they'd be really excited over there.
There's like a lot of people, little space. Can't be too happy.
A lot of people, little space.
A little overcrowded in Tokyo.
Sets
off the happiness per capita.
They might live to 120 or something every day. Like, you cannot be upset if you want to live to 120.
I'm riding the train.
Anger can fuel you, man.
Yeah. You're right.
But I don't see Japan on here anywhere.
Damn.
In the top 50. Yeah. That's all I got, though.
They lied to
the top 50.
Really had a setback.
Do you think?
Where's Australia?
Do you think? Well, I'll try and find Australia. Oh, number 11. Yeah. Number 11.
Really?
Yeah. I'm good at this game.
Well, it's probably out of the top 10 because of all the things that could kill you.
It's dangerous.
Damn. Yeah.
Home country.
South Africa?
Well, Israel. Oh, super, sure. Super home.
Wailing Wall.
Go back a few centuries.
Israel, number 8.
I can't really claim Israel.
Well, I mean, why not? You've been there and your family.
I have visited.
Right?
I do have family there.
Because you have, like, exactly. So you can claim it.
But nowadays, everyone's looking to blame Israel for something.
Huh. It's not Israel.
We're talking about
it's
happiness.
That guy.
You're right. It's the Jews.
Yeah.
What? No. Oh, Jesus. I didn't say that.
Well, that's it for me. I'll see you guys later. And,
2 week vacation.
Yeah.
There he goes. He be black tomorrow.
No, you're all right. I'm Jewish. I can say
2 weeks and quit.
Where do you think America landed in the top 50?
Outside. Ooh. 54.
Thailand, by the way, was number 49.
How many countries are in the world?
Thought you guys should know. I believe there was 147 countries. Yep.
We're way down in the 125.
Yep. But I have the top 50, and I'll tell you there.
We're in it.
America's in the top 50.
Take it.
No 48.
Way. 35th.
We're in the top what?
50.
But not the top 25?
42.
When was it taken?
So this is for 2025.
It's pre-election.
But it's based on 2022 through 2024.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere in the top 40.
42.
Turning door set.
24. The U.S. of A.
USA.
Mark B.
USA. Yeah, they're USA. Sandwiched between the United Kingdom USA. And Belize.
Belize.
Okay. And Germany, United Arab Emirates.
Yeah. Germany.
The Emirates.
Emirates.
UAE.
Slovenia. Shout out to the Doncic.
Who's last, please?
Oh, shout out to the Doncic.
Canada also ahead of us. Who's and Ireland and Belgium.
What country is the most unhappiness?
Well, just in the top 50. Number 50 is Slovakia.
Okay. Okay. If we make Canada a state, would that boost us up a little bit?
It would. Yeah, okay. That'd be good for the numbers.
Strategy.
We would jump in the power rankings of
strategy.
Happiness.
Would we get free health insurance?
Sounds like a good plan. Appreciate you, Chief.
Hey, my pleasure.
We're live cold beers and cheeseburgers in Euless. It's been an honor and a pleasure once again to broadcast from here. They definitely know how to do sports, food, and cold beers properly. And when we come back, we'll chat with the Fan after dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Friday night, and we're back in the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Crosstalk on the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
All righty. Thank you, Kevin Walker, in for Lucius Alexander today as L.A. joined us live here at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers for the second time in 2 weeks. It's been an enchanted afternoon of broadcasting, and it's a great place to come watch the tournament this weekend. Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, you don't want to miss out on the fun here. And first location in North Texas happens to be right here in Euless. All right, so it's time now to get set for the Fan After Dark. As we'll find out what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Friday evening. Gentlemen, good evening. How the heck are you?
Feeling blessed. Hanging out with you guys. Wish we were out there with y'all. Y'all seem like y'all are having a great time today, so we're missing out on that, but we're holding it down in the studio.
Right on. Yeah, it's not hard to do here at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. They know how to have a good time. Now, we do have a little bit of breaking NFL news, guys. Jameis Winston just signed with the Giants. Ooh. What's your instant reaction to that news, Wolchuk?
I'm excited because you know what Jameis is, and that's pretty much like a backup, but he can also have a good time, maybe have like a 3-touchdown, 4-interception game. So that just shows you how desperate the G-men are, and they're not going to get Aaron Rodgers, which is a little bit of a bummer. So I think now, you know, Rodgers is going to go to Pittsburgh. He can do whatever he wants and take however long he wants. But with Jameis going to the Giants, I think that's pretty much a preliminary move for them to say, we're not getting Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's a potential dumpster fire. It also has a very high potential for entertainment value.
Yes.
You know, we get that twice a week now here with the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of media opportunities to pay attention to there with Jameis Winston. I feel like this is probably a bridge quarterback, Brian. Jameis Winston to the Giants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And great locker room guy, always positive. The Giants clearly they're in play for a lot of different things at 3. We'll see how it all plays out for them. Might even look to get their quarterback in the second round. But Jameis, you could do far worse than having a guy like that, because like I say, he'll come in, he'll compete, he'll be a great locker room guy. Everybody will love being around him. He won't be a jerk. This is a fine move for them.
I mean, you're right. He probably does lead the league in positive vibes, Blake. Wouldn't you say, Jameis Winston?
That's the vibes guy. I've been wanting to say I want the Cowboys for that to be your backup. Jameis Winston, even when the season feels down, it doesn't feel down when he's out there. And like Wolchuk said, he can put the ball in the air. We remember that game. Shout out to, I think, what was it, him and Jerry Jeudy, where they lit it up and
went off.
Had like 500 yards or whatnot. Jerry Jeudy had 3-4 tutties. So I think probably one of the better backups in the league and gives you a chance to win. So shout out to the G-men. I would make that QB1. and go get Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter at three if one of those fall. Who needs a quarterback? We already got one.
Yeah, it's going to be entertaining with Jameis Winston. There's like a 5% chance anytime he shows up, he could put on the best game of the weekend.
I mean, if you're one of the teammates right now and you knew the options were Aaron Rodgers, who can be insufferable, according to some, and now, instead of that, you're getting Jameis Winston, perhaps the most likable dude in all of sports.
Yeah, because you're gonna lose anyway if you're the Giants. Might as well have good vibes.
Yeah, have some fun while you do it. And it makes me think that there's a chance one of those huge four-touchdown Jameis games could be at AT&T Stadium. You might be watching that.
Is your bracket still pretty much perfect, Blake?
No, I think me and Fred might have two of the higher-ranked brackets. It is not perfect.
What's your percent?
Me and Fred have
chance. Fred had Kansas in the Sweet 16?
Me and Fred both have the exact same percentage.
Elite eight. You're screwed, Fred.
96.7% is Blake's bracket, and I think Fred's is the exact same.
Same.
Wow. Okay, that is pretty good.
It's not good.
Nice. I mean, 96?
We're under a milli. 851,000. That's our rank.
How far did you have Yale, Blake?
It's top 5%, bro.
I did have Yale in the Sweet 16, so
you
that's
had
a bummer.
Yale going to the Final Four? What are you talking about?
I don't have to go that far. But either way, Yale's going to be my only bracket buster. Everybody else,
Clemson.
Clemson was losing in the Sweet 16 anyway. So,
did you screenshot this bracket and show everybody the whole world? You're the top 3%, bro.
It's the whole country. It's on Twitter.
Okay.
No,
I see
no,
you.
It ain't, dude.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Check it out.
College basketball show a record right here. Yep. Fan After Dark.
We have
Kansas. Way to go.
Big weekend plans, guys. You should check out Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers if you're in the area.
More radio, actually. If you didn't get enough of us Monday through Friday, you can catch us 12 to 3 tomorrow and 2 to 6 on Sunday.
Love that.
True
love
story. That. Yeah, I know. Look, we're speechless, too. So, look, yeah. I get it. I totally understand that.
Can't wait to now listen.
It's all about reps, man.
That's it. Somebody's got to do the heavy lifting around here.
I'll be soaking it in.
How about Brandon Cooks to the Saints here? Missed opportunity for the Cowboys?
I know our producer, Alec 2.0, will be happy, him being a big Saints fan. I don't really understand what the Saints are doing. I'd have to talk to somebody smarter like Broadus to understand why they're still signing free agents.
Hey, you got $13 million out of them. Shout out to Brandon Cooks. The finesse of the free agency.
Absolutely brilliant.
The 100% behind this show agreed. Is you still think Ryan's smart.
That front office also runs the Pelicans. Think what they're doing.
I was going to say, those guys. Yeah. Well, allegedly, Tillman Fertitta's trying to buy him, so TBD.
The Pelicans?
And he's trying to buy the Saints.
Oh. Mr. Benson's going to sell?
It's been a hot rumor
for the
longest time.
Stop making up stuff, Fred.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Freestyle Fred. He is like on it right now.
What do you guys think about that new New York Mets deal with the 12 dogs and the ball cap?
I think it's a smart deal, especially for families. If you're a family, if you're a family and you're living on the budget, hey kids, you're hungry? Go get me the bucket of dogs.
Thank you. Exactly. You guys got a full segment dedicated to that.
Bucket of dogs.
Well, we've got a full segment dedicated to that, and who doesn't mind buying 15 cinder blocks at 9:30 on a Thursday night? We'll talk about that as Mr. Blake Elliott got a wild hair up, as you know what, to let's go buy some cinder blocks at 9:30 at night. So, boom, why not?
Woo!
True story.
This is true.
I am not making this up. This is a true story.
Hey, Blake,
story.
Are you wearing your girlfriend's clothes again today?
Just her sweatpants.
Nice.
My capris.
Gray in color. They say pink on the butt.
Thanks, boys. Have a great night. Have a great weekend.
Oh.
Thanks to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers for having us out here in Euless. Your new favorite neighborhood bar with great cheeseburgers and great food items. Delicious beverages on hand here. Look at all those beers on tap over there. This is where you want to come watch your tournament weekend. Thanks to Kevin Walker back home in the Pimp Cup there. Mass Control just went 5 hours of radio producing. Nice job there. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almacead.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.